Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up later in the hour, we're scheduled to have two New Hampshire state representatives on. They've introduced House Concurrent Resolution 6 that has the strongest wording of any of the 20-plus bills we've seen, some passing states, some on their way to passage if you put pressure on them. Establishing martial law or a state of emergency within one of the states comprising the United States of America without the consent of the legislature of the state. They're saying the state is going to secede if this happens. Requiring involuntary servitude or governmental service for the people. Article 2, slavery. Article 3, requiring involuntary servitude or governmental service for persons under the age of 18. That's in the president's new public plan. Article 4, surrendering any power delegated or not delegated to any corporation or foreign government. That's these criminal treaties signing authority over to even private corporations, not just governments or multinational groups. Any act regarding legislation and religion, further limitations on freedom of speech, political speech, or further limitations on freedom of the press, which is federal systems pushing for. Article 6, further infringements of the right to keep and bear arms, including prohibitions on the type and quantity of arms and ammunition, and that should any such act of Congress become law or executive order or judicial order be put into force, all powers previously delegated to the United States of America by the Constitution of the United States shall revert to the several states' individuals. Any further government of the United States of America shall require ratification of three-quarters of the states seeking to form a government of the United States and shall not be binding upon any state not seeking to form any such government. We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv, ladies and gentlemen, and this is secession. And there's now 20-plus states with similar legislation introduced or passing. Now, understand, people are like, how dare them try to overthrow the federal government? The federal government is constituted by the states and by the people, 10th Amendment. We constituted. The federal government's been hijacked decades and decades and decades and decades ago by offshore banks. Now they're not intent to have trillions in fiat currency and own hundreds of palaces and jets and incredible power and companies. They want to micromanage our lives and run every facet of our lives and disarm us and social engineer us and have remote control systems controlling our TVs, computers, thermostats. It's all announced. Shutting down farms and ranches. I mean, you can't make up something this bad. Now, technology is allowing us to get around their controlled media, but it's also the double-edged sword they're using against the people. And that's what's happening right now. That's what's happening in a big way. So I beg and I plead for everybody out there to look at the evidence, to look at the information. You know, we covered this article, and I've researched it. I've researched what's going on around the country. It's an accurate story from the Daily Newscaster. In FEMA and DHS preparing for mass graves and martial law near Chicago, and it gets into the mass graves, the martial law, all of it. Folks, they're moving. The feds are federalizing everything right now. Obama just grabbed the census away from any congressional overview and is going to use it as a way to make Americans report on themselves and tell the government everything they're doing constantly. They're seizing the National Security Council, taking over all the federal agencies, saying Congress has no oversight. PDD 51 that states the president is absolute ruler, that Bush signed, that Obama's continuing. Notice he's not reversing any of those executive orders. Now, he'll say he's not going to hire lobbyists, and frankly, I've never seen an administration with this many lobbyists in it. He's saying he's going to end the war, and he increases the troops massively, and now says, oh, 23 months, we'll look at pulling out, maybe. It's gone from 6 months to 16 months to 23 months in a month, so I guess in a year it'll be 20 years till they leave. I mean, you know, not 2 years. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv in very dark hours for the Republic. It's a corporate takeover of the United States, the state governments, the local governments, your bank accounts. They have got you in debt so they can implode it and have a fire sale and then own everything, and then you'll be dependent on them. That's the plan. Total domestication, total institutionalization.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you will understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Representative Ingberston joining us in about 25 minutes. We have Representative Dan Itza joining us here in just a few minutes from New Hampshire. It's always fun dragging these men and women off the floor when they're in session or busy. Before we go to the next guest, I just want to encourage the listeners to understand that Barack Obama is nothing but a front man and a puppet of the New World Order. And I know you know that. I know you know he's lied about everything he said he would do. We knew that was going to happen. Look at who bought and paid for him. We have to get past his cult of personality. Remember, Bush was a cult of personality at a 92%, 93% approval rating after they staged 9/11, but that dissipated quickly because they need that messianic front leader to carry their agenda through to fool the public. I mean, he'll sit there and go up to old ladies and go, "I'm stopping all the lobbyists. I'm stopping all the corruption. I promise you. I pledge." And then we were trying to do voiceovers last night with all the lobbyists, and we had to stop. There's hundreds. I mean, they fill the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, right down to the 20th post at every major department, Department of Defense, Department of Education, Health and Human Services. That's only one facet of the film. It's like 10 minutes of the film. It's just his lies on lobbyists. I mean, I'm probably going to have to cut it down. The lies about the war, the lies about wiretapping, the lies about torture, the lies about... Because he'll say, "I signed an executive order stopping it all," and you read the executive order, it doesn't. It continues it. But then there's the really scary stuff, the gun confiscation, the FEMA camps, the youth brigades, the socialism. I mean, it's all covered in the Obama deception, available at InfoWars.com. Right now, you can order it on the secure online Yahoo shopping cart, and then your order goes in the stack. There's a stack in there, and it, from the first order to the last, it goes in that order, shipped out. We'll pretty sure have the video in probably a week, maybe even earlier before the release date. So you might even get a little surprise, and it might come before then, but that's doubtful. The point is, they'll first come, first serve. We're going to have these suckers pre-packed, ready to ship March 15th to you, the Obama deception. And it is so important to get these out to everyone. It is so important that this go absolutely viral. I want you to buy DVD burners. I want you to buy copies of DVDs, blank ones. If you got to sell all the junk in the garage to do it, you don't need that crap anyways, the old jet ski rotting. And just, or have a duplication place to make 1,000 copies. I don't want to say I don't care. I want you to make copies. I want this sucker to go to the four winds, and it'll be up on prisonplanet.tv in super high quality. You can burn it to disc or to DVD. Prisonplanet.tv, get your membership there now, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, and this goes back into our war chest to expand the fight and hire more people and get more done here in the fight against the globalist. So it's so important to pre-order the Obama deception today, and don't wait. We've got all these other films we're carrying, like Eye of the Phoenix, Part 3 of America's Secret Beginnings. It's an amazing film available at InfoWars.com. Endgame, Terror Storm, all of them. We're joined by Representative Dan Itza, who is one of the sponsors. In fact, his name is listed as first on the bill, so I guess he must have been the one that introduced it and wrote it. The state of New Hampshire, and it is House Concurrent Resolution 6, and it's the strongest and the best we've seen, saying they have right to revolt under their Article 10 in New Hampshire, Live Free or Die. They will pull out of the union if this basically continues and happens. That's the way I read the last page. If gun confiscation happens, if martial law happens, if they try to have youth brigades, which has all been announced. So, Representative Itza, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Well, I'm very proud to. I want to make sure that I'm perfectly clear about one thing. The objective of this resolution is not secession. The objective, the happiest resolution of this resolution would be a revitalized union within the confines of the Constitution. That said, if the general government should choose to aggress in a manner that nullifies the Constitution, it is impossible to secede from something that doesn't exist. And the preceding language, which does talk about essentially nullification of the Constitution, is not my language. That was Thomas Jefferson. Those are Thomas Jefferson's words.
Well, I understand. When the government becomes destructive of the aims of the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, it is null and void. It is not just a right. It is a duty to break
Absolutely.
It up and reform it. So, please, sir, what made you write this legislation? What made you put Thomas Jefferson's words in there? I thought I recognized them. What has, and now this is really igniting a bushfire across the country, because we are seeing not just a federal takeover. Time magazine, in an article titled The New World Order last week, said a foreign global bank will control the U.S. government and everything we do in the United States. So we're trying to head off a offshore banking takeover of the United States.
Absolutely. And many other things. What inspired me? Well, I mean, this isn't something new on my agenda. I submitted a resolution calling for the repeal of the odious portions of the Patriot Act in, I think, 2003. I submitted a resolution last year, which was last term, declaring that anything like the North American Union would be unconstitutional. But then this summer, when I was studying for my role as James Madison in the National Heritage Center for Constitutional Studies skit that we do every year, I came across the Kentucky resolution, and they are just such a perfect statement of all the principles involved. I knew that I had to take them and incorporate them into a resolution and then give that resolution some objective.
Are you talking about the Kentucky resolution from 96 against the UN takeover of national parks?
No, I'm talking about the Kentucky resolution of 1798.
Yes.
Against the Alien and Sedition Act, which were the 18th century version of the Patriot Act.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so this goes right back to the foundations of our government. Jefferson wrote it and submitted it to Kentucky. He had James Madison submit it to Virginia, which Madison wouldn't have done if he didn't endorse the principles enumerated. So you've got the gentleman who drafted the Declaration of Independence and the gentleman who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America and its first 10 amendments. These are their principles. These are how they saw the relationship between the states and the general government. The general government is not the exclusive or final judge of the Constitution. The states are, representing the people.
Sir, and that's because the central government can be taken over by outside or corrupt forces within, and so the states are obviously...
It's because the states are the parties to the compact. And to allow the general government to be the exclusive or final judge of its delegated powers and those it might delegate to itself is to make its discretion and not the Constitution the measure of its power.
Representative, let's go through the illegal activities, the unconstitutional activities of the federal government that is exploding right now, and then what your piece of legislation, HCR 6, is stating and you know, the ultimatum that the state is laying out here.
Okay. I don't have it open before me, so you probably do, and you can correct me if I misstate. But the first one deals with the making of martial law or a state of emergency in any, not just ours, but any of the states, because that certainly violates the guarantee of a Republican form of government. You would have to have the consent of that state's legislature to do so, as, you know, expressing the will of the people. The second one is involuntary servitude other than a draft during a time of war. And, in fact, there are good constitutional arguments against a draft because it would deprive the states of their militia. But involuntary servitude other than as a consequence of due process of law and an alternative to incarceration. Any involuntary servitude of someone under the age of 18. Any further infringements on freedom of the press, speech, religion, or any infringement on religion. Any expansion of prohibitions on the types of firearms or quantity or types of ammunition that might be owned, a.k.a. H.R. 45. All of these things violate the fundamental maxims that are enumerated in our Constitution, either both in the Bill of Rights and in the main body itself.
And they are treason, are they not? This is treason.
Absolutely. And you know, once you, you know, if you're in a divorce and you're in a marriage that is rocking and cruising for divorce, you don't just show up one day, or it's not right to just show up one day and hand divorce papers. I mean, you're obligated to go to that other person and say, look, we've got problems. We need to go to counseling. If you do this again, if you hit me again, this is over. So this is that notice. It is the line in the sand saying, no, we've tolerated the intolerable for some time now, but you know what? We're not going to tolerate it anymore. And if you do it again, you will have crossed the line. If you're dealing with a bully, you don't draw the line behind the bully. You draw the line between yourself and the bully. So that's what this is. This is the line in the sand.
Representative, stay there. I want you to repeat that when we come back as we're going into break. Finish up with your comments, and I've had other state reps on. I want to see if you're aware, I'm sure you are, you sound very informed, about PDD 51 and other things, because they're definitely making their move.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Started about a month ago, really hammering this issue of the states and more of them declaring independence. Coast to Coast AM had me on a few days ago. Glenn Beck monitors that show and this show. He's going to have Representative Itza on his show tonight. He's leaving in about 30 minutes to go be on that show. So vital what you get out of this show, sir, with all the Fox News folks that don't know what's happening. And I'm going to be on Coast to Coast 3 hours next Monday with a bunch of other state reps. So thanks to you, the listeners, spreading the word, this is now becoming a major national story. And we don't have a hope. The federal government is taking over right now. FEMA camps, FEMA camp legislation, mass arrest, mass inoculation news, youth brigades. Representative Dan, it's a please continue with what you were saying. about, and you filed this before Obama was even in office. I mean, that's key.
Right. I filed it last September. I crafted it last July and August. So this, to me, this is not a new idea. This is vital for our times. It didn't matter to me whether it was Barack Obama or John McCain that would be elected. I saw the same handwriting on the wall. So now it is time for the states to assert themselves. There is no way that we are going to take back the general government in one giant gulp. If we have any hope at all, is to take it back one bite at a time, 50 small bites. And it's important that the people know that the selection of their representatives at the state level is far more important than their selection at the federal level, because their state representatives and executives are far more dangerous to them. We can reach far deeper into their pockets and their households, but we are also their only defense against the general government and against the overreachings of the federal government. And we have to now make this line in the sand and say, no, you cannot violate the Constitution. If you do, you have no authority here. And for instance, if some of these things become law, and I should clarify that. Think of things like H.R. 45, which is the federal gun license bill. Notice I said H.R., not H.B. H.B., or House bill, refers to public law. H.R. refers to a resolution which is defined as a communication and constitutes private law. So it is entered into by an agreement with the two parties. All these grants that we get, you agree to get the money, and in return you abide by these rules for that money.
Yeah, it's federalizing the state laws for psychological testing, registration. They've got other bills to ban all semi-autos or to allow the attorney general to ban anything at will. They're also saying they're going to put gun owners on no-fly list just to ban you from buying guns. I mean, they're coming after us. They're not playing games.
But remember, these are resolutions. So it is perfectly legitimate for any state to say that resolution is not valid within our state. And anybody who attempts to enforce it, we will arrest and prosecute. Do what you will.
And that's what your bill is saying. Explain how you will prosecute. Flesh that out.
If they enact a federal gun license and they attempt to enforce it, we say anybody who enforces it is committing, or attempts to enforce it, is committing a misdemeanor A, for instance, which includes jail time. And we will prosecute them. And we create another resolution informing the federal government that we've done it. Let them sit on that and smoke it.
Yeah, and they're trying to bill Obama as Lincoln, and he says he's going to keep the union together. We know the feds are concerned about the states rebelling. They know that the people are upset, 80% against the war, 99% against the North American Union in polls, 99% against the bailout in polls, 98% depending on the poll. So
well,
PDD...
Maybe he is Lincoln. What was the result of the Civil War? What happened at the end of the Civil War?
Reconstruction, federal control, mass slaughter.
One step before that, there was forced repatriation of the Southerners. People were repatriated at the point of a gun. That is the end of government by consent.
That's right. That was breaking the back of the states. That's why the New World Order loves him so much. My point is... 14th Amendment, go ahead.
What does the 14th Amendment do? It makes us... It presumes to make us, or it has been construed to make us, federal citizens before we are state citizens. And it has replaced, in freeing the slaves, we made everyone a slave.
And it turns a right into a privilege granted by the Roman civil government, going back to the
Correct.
Roman model. Stay there, sir. Wow, what an impressive state representative, so informed. Look what they're introducing. These are great men and women. Stay there. We're going to have you on with the other state rep, Ingberston, as well, when we come back from New Hampshire.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do, or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, we are back live. Finishing up with Representative Dan Hitsa, who introduced the bill in New Hampshire. He's going to be on Glenn Beck tonight. Hopefully on Coast to Coast AM next Monday if he'll do it. Coast to Coast asked me to give him his number. Be on there with myself, riding shotgun with George Norrie. And then we've got Representative Paul Ingridson, who's also a sponsor, who's been listening to the show. Glad to have him on board. Going to go to him in just a moment. Finishing up the point you were making before the break, PDD 51, signed by Bush last year, said that in any emergency, the Congress has no authority. The executive rules all. In the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, it states that they are preparing to engage the states, the American people, and now the Army War College has announced, and it's a Defense Department statement, 4 months old. It's been all over the news, 20,000 combat troops. And it says the governors will serve at the pleasure of the president. The state guards are being brought unto the federal government. And that if the president so chooses, the governor will serve as a dual-hatted federal officer. I mean, this is blasphemy to the 10th Amendment. This is exactly what they did with Lincoln after the Civil War. During Reconstruction, putting in puppet governors. It's what the British did that caused 1775 and 6. So I've set the table with that, sir. Can you, in your own words, A, are you aware of all those nightmares? And B, if not, I hope you research it fast before you go on Glenn Beck, because it's real. Knowing that, what does that say?
No. though it doesn't surprise me, I guess one of the greatest travesties mistakes we ever made was to change the title of our chief executive from president to governor in 1792, because that would have made the duality more apparent. Unfortunately, at that time, we foolishly put our trust in the federal government. So, and it's surprising that we did, because we were actually very, very temerarious about ratifying the Constitution. We were the ninth one to do so, and it almost didn't pass in New Hampshire. It actually, the area that I represent was anti-federalist.
Well, let me, because you're so informed on the other issues, more informed than I, I'm sure, and many, let me just give you Presidential Decision Directive 51, John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, passed concurrently each year in the defense budget. And then, I mean, I'm sure you heard about the 20,000 combat troops and.
I'm aware of that one. The idea that anybody could declare that the executive is superior to the legislature is patently unconstitutional. There's a reason why, there's so much devoted to the legislature in Article 1, a lesser amount to the executive in Article 2, and a scant amount to the judiciary in Article 3. It's because the legislature is the supreme branch of government.
That's right. First, they lied to us in the last 100 years and said they were co-equal, but I've read the Anti-Federalist and Federalist Papers. The legislature, because it comprises the greatest number of separated powers derived from the people and is the hardest to take over with the tyranny, it is supreme. But instead,
absolutely.
PDD 51 says you ain't nothing. It's the president.
Well, and that's why. I mean, you don't have to adhere or recognize or reverence a lie. I mean, we have the judicial decision that has given the judiciary supremacy is actually a New Hampshire judicial decision from 1819. And everybody has been bowing to it ever since. But if you analyze the decision itself is a lie. It's a misrepresentation of the fact.
Sir, is the federal government representative, is the federal government completely morally bankrupt now and illegitimate?
I don't know that I would go that far. I mean, is the federal government itself fundamentally illegitimate? No. Are many of its acts illegitimate? Yes. I mean, you have to separate the two. It's like separating, the sin from the sinner. There is a constitution to which we agreed establishes a general government for purposes of external affairs and mediation between the states. I mean, and that's its purpose.
But Representative, that is the meat of the issue. By signing Bretton Woods II and international agreements to cede final authority over major commerce and banking to an offshore bank that will control the United States, and to have Northcom taking over the states, that is fully breaking the compact, and a new form of government, tyrannous, is being perfected.
And we didn't stand up to it at the time. That is the importance of something like HCR 6 coming from each of the states, notifying them that further acts of this type are intolerable and constitute a nullification of the Constitution. That's you don't just hit somebody out of the blue. That's why there was an olive branch petition and a Declaration of Independence. And when the war for independence started, it was not something that the colonists wanted. If you look at New Hampshire's first constitution in 1770, January of 76, prior to the Declaration of Independence, it was established because the governor quit the state. He left, got in a little rowboat and went out to sea, got on a big boat and went back over to England. And we said, my God, we don't have a government. And so we established one. But the introductory paragraph say, this is a temporary constitution until we can be reunited with Great Britain. There was no desire.
No, I understand. Nobody wants war. But you know what Patrick Henry said? You can hear the clash of arms in the North. Why stand we here idle? I agree to avert physical confrontation.
So we
need to get the word out, though, that great tyranny is upon us. I want to be fair to the next state representative. Stay there, though, sir, and comment on what he has to say.
We're compatriots. We're buddies.
Okay, let's bring up Representative Ingbertson. Paul Ingbertson joins us from New Hampshire as well. He's a co-signatory to this bill that's been put together by Congressman Itza. You've been hearing what we've been discussing, sir. Your comments on what's going on.
Well, first, Alex, I want to thank you for what you're trying to do nationwide. I saw you many years ago, I think, when you first started up, and I want to congratulate you on the education you've given yourself over the course of these years.
Thank you.
I thought, boy, you need to learn a few things, and I'm extremely impressed with where you've gotten, and you are doing a tremendous service to the cause of freedom. I really honor you. Thank you very much for having me on.
Well, thank you, Paul. We all learn. You know, I think the biggest thing is I was silly and ignorant, but I had guts, and guts was enough. And you guys aren't silly and ignorant, and you've got guts, so it's great. Tell us what's happening here. I mean, this is history.
Well, I can just give you my view, and the reason I signed on, I think with you that we're way past the point of tolerating. We're actually abetting now as states. This stuff has gone on so long. You know, I'm looking at the line in the Declaration of Independence, a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all obviously by this point having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. And what was the conclusion of that statement? It's a Declaration of Independence. We have no choice, in my opinion, at this point, to start looking toward dissolving this government. And since they're starting to see this and they know this is happening, and since they know it will happen when they begin to bring their the tyrannical tendency, you know, laws and that sort of thing, they're trying to preempt it. And so, you know, bills like this are critical. Dan is correct. You have to. The last thing any of us want to see is blood, even though Jefferson believed it was the only way we'd ever keep our, you know, our freedoms. But knowing people like this, no, he's doing the right thing. We're trying to figure out a way to get the states back to conversation with each other, and then to get us all looking simultaneously at the federal government and saying, what is this monster we've created, and what should we do about it?
Absolutely, and my central point here is studying the federal government and what the military was preparing, what the Pentagon has been saying for decades, they have always known that the main legitimate threat to them was the states, and they have been trying to quietly federally take over the counties and the cities. And as you said, it's very, very dark. It's past midnight. The tyranny is here. And if enough of a buzz is created and the people stand up and say no through their states, we may be able to avert this and back it off. I mean, when we look at Madoff, founder of the NASDAQ, stealing $50 to $100 billion and not even getting in trouble, when we look at the very bankers that have stolen trillions now running the White House, Bush had them running the White House, they come in with Obama. I mean, it's clearly a completely bankrupt, illegitimate group of criminals that have hijacked the federal government. So how do we get them out of there and then get our republic back? Your comments on that, Representative.
Yes, well, you know, this is it. This first part is this correspondence that is being recommended in this resolution. The states have to begin to open up dialogue with each other and analyze the problem. We have to do this systematically, and we have to do it now. It's way past time. We are the authority. The first thing that happened to us that really started this problem was the loss of the representation by the states in the federal government. The states now no longer have representation. We have representatives elected by popular, but not by the state's bodies themselves. So there's no corporate representation, and that's why actions like this don't seem to make sense to a lot of people in the state houses. But the first part is to get back to a conversation with the states talking to the states.
Well, we see through federalism they're creating regional governments in the states that bypass state authority, and the states seem to think it's free federal money when it was state money to begin with. I'd like to get a comment from the author of the bill, Representative Dan Itza.
It's time to stop bribing me with my own money. this is like parents who created a child known as the general government and left discipline for so long that it has become an incorrigible child. And it's time for the parents to take the child to the woodshed.
That's terrific.
It's true. I mean, we created this, and now foreign bankers hijacked it and are telling us we're slaves?
Yes. I sit on the education committee, and of course, I have communications with my own school superintendents and that sort of thing. And, you know, the federal government has no role whatsoever in education, period. There's no role. They have no, they shouldn't, they can't tax for it. They can't pass laws about it. But instead, what they do is they raise these monies and they get us tied to it. And then they come on with a bigger one, a bigger bite now. Now, No Child Left Behind is the actual official takeover of public education in the schools by the federal government. The whole package is absolutely outrageous. And absolutely,
they're
doing it with their own money. And believe it or not, your local people believe that if we don't have the federal money, we're going to somehow go broke as if they didn't get the stuff from us, and if not, as if they were not siphoning it off into their own pockets all the way along the way, and we're only getting a tiny portion of it back anyway. It's a madness. It's just almost beyond belief.
Well, look at what they've done. Now they have, by federal law, if the states take the money, the army is in all the schools. They're threatening the children to arrest them if they don't sign up for the military, saying it's the law. That's on record everywhere. They are...
Excuse me, Lawman.
I mean, it is serious. Go ahead.
Well?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. No, I thought somebody was trying to reach me, but apparently not.
No, I understand you guys are in your offices and busy. Gentlemen, you've got the floor, both of you. I mean, have a dialogue about where this is going. People say, oh, we're not going to have the states pass this. Oh, it doesn't matter. We'll just roll over and die then, because the nation's been seized by offshore banks. If the fires of liberty are lit and in these times of adversity, they are. We have a good chance of having a counter-revolution and taking our country back and restoring it against these globalists who are the real revolutionaries, the real hijackers.
Well, that's an interesting point. One of my papers I write about the New World Order. The New World Order is what was created in 1776 for the New World. What we're gravitating back toward now is the Old World Order, European-style aristocracy. And it's time for us to hitch up our britches and, as Pastor Garrett Lear, the Patriot pastor, says, somebody's stolen my country and I want her back.
And a further comment, by the way, this bill came into committee yesterday. I don't know if you knew about this, Alex, but the Federal and State Relations Committee in New Hampshire's State House, and we had had a count going on. We'd heard about the Democrats talking to each other and basically had almost uniformly agreed to go along with this bill. And with one exception that we knew of, the Republicans all were planning to vote for this bill. And an odd thing happened on the way to the forum, I guess you could say. But when the bill came up, it just turned out that the speaker, who's a Democrat, was standing at the door of that committee as they voted, and the vote went the other way. We wound up with 11-7 against passage of this bill. I suggest to you that you're already on top of it, and that is that certain powers that be and certain establishment players are part of the problem, and they're in the states. They're all over the place.
And the interesting thing is when that, in preparation for that vote, you know, somebody makes the motion of inexpedient to legislate, which was the vice chair, and then there's discussion of the bill. There was not one stealing argument, I don't believe any argument, in favor of the motion of inexpedient to legislate. There were four arguments against it, and then the vote was taken. And without any rational support for the motion, it passed.
And, Alex, that's what it's coming to. We've seen this in the last couple of years. We've been a Republican House for a long time. In the last 2 years, we're finding that we can stand up and argue the merits, argue the logic, argue everything. There's basically silence on the other side, and then the vote just goes socialist, I guess you could say. It just goes sideways.
Yeah, they've spent decades setting this up.
Oh, yeah.
And they're now going for broke. And we're going to be reorganized. You know, the big international banks did this in the Soviet Union. They did it in Germany. They did it in China. It's all now declassified, and they're doing it here. And Folks, I'm not playing games. We've shown you the documents, had the guest on. They plan to really gut this country and do some bad things. So many people, men, are going to, if this goes bad, if we're unable to stop this, they're going to wish to God they'd have joined us. People who serve the evil, I think, are just so cynical and lazy and only into their own personal baubles that they don't understand that this is historic. This isn't just corruption as usual.
Alex, we have, as a support for that, we've been called by a number of shows, including some people who do radio shows, military individuals who do radio shows. There are people who are in all places in government and other places that do understand what's going on.
Let's talk about that when we get back, gentlemen. If you could stay with me 5 more minutes after the break. We'll also want to give out your websites and contact information for people that want to join you or get the bill and try to get it passed in their state. The fight is ours, and we'll take it up in our hands. Our destiny lies before us.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
It is not only to the strong that this fight beckons. All of you can do something. We have two great representatives on who I think have put together the best of all the states I've read. It's over 20 now. We're going to continue next week with more state representatives as we beat this drum to rise the people up from every hill and mountain, from every church top, from the lowlands to the seacoast, telling the people that 1776 is upon us yet again. In closing, with Representative Dan Itzen and Representative Paul Ingbertson, gentlemen, how do we help you get this done in New Hampshire? Contact the media, make them cover it. Looks like it's already starting to happen. How do we get other states to do this? I mean, as you said earlier, Representative Ingbertson, we need to educate the states, the city councils, the counties. I mean, really, it's education here, isn't it?
The first thing is that everybody who's listening in New Hampshire needs to assail the government. They need to call their representatives. They need to call the leadership of both parties in the legislature and let them know that they are demanding the defense of their liberty from the federal government. And there's going to be a rally at the State House the day that the vote is taken. Presumably right now that's March 4th.
Okay, we need to get other rallies going around the country. Don't wait for orders from headquarters, listeners. Start the movement now. Call the state reps that have introduced it in your state. Tell them you want to set a rally and help them. Buy radio ads. Do whatever you've got to do. Going to Representative Ingbertson. Sir, should people call you guys? Should they contact you? Should they? I mean, how can we help?
Well, I recommend they do that, but I think the most important thing is to call the reps. They're 400, very easy to get all the addresses. You can mail to them simultaneously. If you go to nh.gov, it's not hard to find that stuff. I tell you this for one reason and one reason only. I don't want people to be overwhelmed out there with this, but what we're getting in media here, and Dan can tell you more specifically, he had a contact yesterday with the Concord Monitor, I believe it was, Dan, you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, where they simply said, what in the heck are you bothering this kind of crap for when we have real problems? And I'm telling you folks that that's the media you're talking about right now. You can't get any leverage with stuff like this because we have real problems. My point to Dan was, if this isn't a real problem, folks, I think I'm going to quit government. I don't even belong here. This is the most real and the most serious problem we've got facing us. And
well, that's
the way the media is handling it around here. Anything they can do to become the media, these people out there with their phones and their emails and all that stuff, anything they can do to become the media would be huge.
Well, I was about to say, that's the plan, is the feds are bankrupting things by design. We have their own documents to then make everybody get on the government tit here. I mean, this is to sell us on an expanded wave. Go ahead.
I'd like to read you something from Federalist Paper 46 written by James Madison. Besides the advantage of being armed, which the Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation, the existence of subordinate governments to which the people are attached and by which the militia officers are appointed forms the barrier against the enterprise of ambition, more insurmountable than with any which a simple government of any form could admit of. Notwithstanding the military establishments of the several kingdoms of Europe, which are carried as far as the public resources will bear, the governments are afraid to trust the people with arms, and it is not certain that with this aid they would alone be able to shake off their yoke. But were the people to possess the additional advantage of local government chosen by themselves, who could collect the national will and direct the national force, and of officers appointed out of the militia by these governments and attached both to them and to the militia, it may be affirmed with the greatest assurance that the throne of every tyranny in Europe would be speedily overturned in spite of the legions which surround it. Let us not insult the free and gallant citizens of America with suspicion that they would not be less able to defend the rights which they would be in actual possession.
Amen.
All right, we are out of time. I want to have you both up again next week because I know you have more to say. So to both of you representatives, Paul Ingbertson and to Dan, it's a thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.